The decision undercuts President Trump's arguments that the investigation is a sham. The ruling came in an order that directed the Justice Department to hand over redacted evidence in the Mueller report to impeachment investigators. Snubbing Amazon, correspondent Jeff McKay reports the Pentagon awarded a multi-billion dollar cloud computing contract to Microsoft.
Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. He also owns the Washington Post, a newspaper the president has often criticized as promoting fake news. The deal is a major win for Microsoft's cloud business, and Amazon released a statement saying they were surprised about the government's decision. But in the end, it was Microsoft, the winner of a cloud computing contract, expected to be worth $10 billion over 10 years.
States of emergency declared in California as wildfires are raging.
The Kincade Fire in Northern California's Sonoma County near Geyser. The Tick Fire burning in Southern California, about 30 miles north of Los Angeles, and the Miller Fire near San Diego. In them, dozens of homes and other structures damaged or destroyed. Governor Gavin Newsom cut some red tape by declaring states of emergency, and he procured some federal help, leading to something not often heard from the Democratic leader of California.
I want to compliment and thank the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Off and on winds are giving crews a real run for their money, and that's expected through the weekend. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Down 2-0 in the 2019 World Series, the Astros needed a win, and they got one, beating the Washington Nationals 4-1 in Game 3. With the call of the final out, Fox Sports' Joe Buck.
2-2 pitch. That gets him, and the Astros have taken Game 3. 4-1 is the final, and Houston back in this World Series.
I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Key issues to address as a three-week meeting of bishops from the Amazon region draws to a close at the Vatican this weekend.
When the bishops vote this weekend at the end of the synod in Rome, two key issues will be considered: giving women a greater role in the Roman Catholic Church in the Amazon region, and whether to allow priests in the Amazon to marry. The three-week meeting addressed the critical shortage of priests in that part of South America. The problem has gotten so bad for the church that in some parts of the Amazon, Catholics are able to receive communion only once a year. Both decisions have major theological implications. Pope Francis will receive a final report on Saturday that will contain proposals he may endorse. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, left two apparently unintended voicemails on the reporter's phone recently. NBC reported he discussed his need for money and disparaged the Biden family. I'm Barton Eckert.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The law offices of Foster & Houston, PLLC, with principal offices in Austin, Texas, attorney Ryan Foster, has paid for this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Not available in all states. Co-counsel may be associated. Please consult your physician for any medical problems or questions, and never stop taking medication without consulting your doctor. Attention! If you or a loved one had an IVC filter implanted in your body to prevent blood clots to your heart or lungs, you may be entitled to financial compensation. The FDA has issued a warning to all IVC filter patients. These IVC filters may break, puncturing veins or organs, causing serious injuries, including heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, even death. Call now for a free legal consultation at 800-251-1579. There are no fees unless you get a settlement. Since 2005, there have been thousands of claims alleging injuries associated with IVC filters. To protect your legal rights, call 800-251-1579 now to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-251-1579. That's 800-251-1579. Again, 800-251-1579.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. So far, it's a good ride on the major interstates. Beltway looking good through Maryland and Virginia. No delays so far in 95 from Dumfries and Woodbridge into the Springfield area. 395, just keep in mind the HOV lanes closed for weekend road work. No problems to report on 66 from Roslyn headed towards Haymarket. Earlier incident westbound near the Roslyn Tunnel, all cleared away. And so far in the district, things are looking good through the long-term work zone on DC 295 southbound near Pennsylvania Avenue.
The kids are back in school. How'd you like to win $1,000 just to spend on you? It's 4K a day, your chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday.
Wow, this is great.
It's great.
Listen weekdays at 8:05 and 11:05 a.m. and 2:05 and 4:05 p.m. for the national keyword to win. Details at WMAL.com.
Oh, my God.
4K a day.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Amy!
Okay, Kevin, I'm here as a friend, but also as a professional. I need to inspect your Wi-Fi network security.
Well, we have Xfinity XFi, so we know when devices are protected from threats.
Okay, smarty pants. Let's see if you know everything that's connected and protected, shall we?
Okay.
This smart speaker?
Connected and protected.
This baby monitor?
Connected and protected.
Okay, but what about this?
Amy, that's a ferret.
What? Oh, hello.
With Xfinity XFi, if it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Now with even more download speed. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 11-17-19. Restrictions apply. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, there's one website that I go to every day before the show without fail, and that's the Media Research Center's newsbusters.org. No other website is 100% dedicated to monitoring the left-wing media and exposing them every time they say or do something dishonest or stupid, which is, of course, every minute of every day. Not only do they carefully document the worst examples of media bias, the people at Newsbusters also meticulously track the news media outlets and publish reports of how they cover major issues. For example, when you hear reports that 92% of the network news coverage of President Trump has been negative, that's Newsbusters. To support the good work and good people at the Media Research Center and Newsbusters, just go to newsbusters.org and click on Donate. I don't know what we'd all do without them. That's newsbusters.org. Click on Donate. One more time, just go to newsbusters.org and click on Donate.
Everyone has their favorite travel upgrades, but there's one upgrade that beats them all. TSA PreCheck. Enroll today at tsa.gov. Enrollment is easy. Just 5 minutes online and 10 minutes in person. And it's good for 5 years. TSA PreCheck. Get upgraded.
As an employee for your local Citgo station, feeling good doesn't stop when I leave for the day. It's a round-the-clock job. Because being a part of a locally owned business, well, that makes me a part of my local community, too. So after I'm done at the station, you can find me in the stands with my neighbors, cheering on the home team. Because doing good things that help keep our community running, that's what feeling good is all about. Go where they're always feeling good. Your locally owned Citgo.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9
FM, WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console, and we have Jane Houtman, our producer this morning. Jasmine is also with us this morning. And it was the first game in World Series play in Washington, D.C. since 1933. If you're just waking up and you didn't stay up till midnight to watch the end of it, Nats lost it. 4-1 final score. The Astros winning in Game 3. So we are now 2-1 in the series. And there will be analysis of what happened. The Washington Post has a story on it. But I'm going to go to the New York Post, because here's how the New York Post summed up the problem. You've got a situation, you're in the fourth inning of Game 3. The Nats had not delivered a clutch hit through the first three innings against Zach Greinke. In the fourth, though, we've got a triple. We've got one out. The tying run, 90 feet from home plate. A pitcher is due to hit. That's right, Anibal Sanchez, who the New York Post says hits like a pitcher. So you've got the tying run 90 feet down. Do you put in a pinch hitter, or do you stick with your pitcher, who had a good game so far? They stuck with a pitcher. They didn't get the run. 4-1, the final, Astros over the Nats. Game 4 is tonight. Go Nats! 2-1, I think we can still pull it out. All right, back to the reality of Washington. While it's been surreal recently, here's the reality this morning. A rare Saturday deposition for the House Intelligence Committee. State Department official Phil Riker scheduled to testify today on Saturday. Saturday of a World Series weekend in Washington. And they're doing depositions. All right, some of the developments yesterday. Justice Department officials have shifted the administrative review of the Russia investigation being overseen by Attorney General William Barr and the prosecutor, John Durham. Well, that has now shifted to a criminal inquiry. Those reports out yesterday. That move gives the prosecutor the power to subpoena for witness testimony and documents, to convene a grand jury, and to file criminal charges. Now, it's interesting, when you try and put this in perspective, the way the New York Times sums it up, the opening of a criminal investigation is likely to raise alarms that Mr. Trump is using the Justice Department to go after his perceived enemies. Mr. Trump fired James Comey, the FBI director, under whose watch agents opened the Russia inquiry. So, alarms that Mr. Trump is using the Justice Department to investigate the Justice Department that investigated him. I'm so confused. All right, moving right along. A former top national security aide to President Trump has filed a lawsuit asking a federal judge to resolve conflicting orders from Congress and the White House over whether he must testify in the impeachment inquiry. Charles Kupperman, who served as a deputy to former National Security Advisor John Bolton, seeking a judicial ruling this morning on whether he should comply with a subpoena from House Democrats or follow the instructions from the White House not to appear. Taking that one to the courts. In a development, a win for the Democrats, a judge yesterday ordering the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Democrats, of course, gathering evidence for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. The ruling also affirmed the legality of the impeachment inquiry itself. It was U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordering the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman says it is reviewing the decision. The administration can appeal. So hopefully you're somewhat caught up on the very latest in the investigations swirling and consuming Washington. A couple of notes. Thousands of customers of California's largest utility will find out this morning if they will have to spend days without power. It could affect up to 1 million people in California in 36 counties, all at risk of losing power because of the efforts to prevent a catastrophic wildfire during the expected dry and windy weather coming up in the next couple of days. Also in the news this morning, the U.S. and China have made progress in trade discussions and have come close to finalizing parts of the Phase One deal. That word from the office of the U.S. Trade Representative on Friday. Conversation with Robert Lighthizer, the trade representative, and the Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. So that is the statement summarizing those discussions. Well, we have a lot to cover this morning. Obviously, we'll talk about the investigation. We'll talk about it with John Gizzi. We'll talk. He's the White House correspondent, of course, at Newsmax.com. Also with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And among the questions I'd like to ask Tony this morning is to help us understand the difference between the Inspector General's investigation, that's the Horowitz investigation, and the Durham investigations, because we're going to hear about these coming up. So we'll kind of get some clarification on which is which. Also, who are the key players that could be in the crosshairs? Could it be James Clapper? Could it be John Brennan? Could it be James Comey, Andrew McCabe? We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He has been following it very closely throughout the week. Cheryl Atkinson will join us later on this morning, and it's always great to get Cheryl's perspective. Billions of dollars pumped into New Orleans to rebuild the levees. Didn't work out quite the way they expected, and Cheryl's been investigating that, and that is among the topics we will talk about with Cheryl this morning. I want to turn to, situation that we've got here, and that is traffic and weather. It is 6:16. I noticed the clock. I was going to move on to something else. I said, whoa, we're running late already. So we get to the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well on the Capitol Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. No problems report on 270 from Germantown to the Beltway. 66 looking good from Centerville to the Beltway, and so far, traffic is light on 95 from Woodbridge heading into Springfield. In the district, keep in mind that there is a 5K and walk to end HIV, so there'll be some street closures in the area, including Pennsylvania Avenue in Northwest between 14th Street and 9th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at cloudy skies today, a high of 65. We've got some morning rain on Sunday, a high of 78 during the day tomorrow. Sunshine Monday, up to 69. Clouds on Tuesday, a high of 66. And Wednesday, afternoon showers, the high of 67. Right now in Washington, 55, and we are headed to 65. And it's 6:17 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, and we've got some audio from the week, and there is always plenty of interesting audio. Let us get, we always like to get to whatever the president had to say on Friday, because it gives us some sense of what's on his agenda and what we're going to hear about in the next few days. So this is President Trump. He's leaving the White House yesterday, headed to South Carolina to receive an award for his efforts on prison reform. But this is the president talking about the investigation.
Investigate the investigators, whether it's Strzok and Page, whether it's Clapper, and whether it's Comey and all of these people, because terrible things went on for our country. I think you're going to see a lot of really bad things, and a lot of people think that, and they know they have problems because they were very dishonest.
And, of course, the president has been talking about what effect an impeachment or removal would have on the economy, and he is sticking with that talking point.
I really believe that you'd have a recession depression, the likes of which this country hasn't seen. And if anything happened to Trump, President Trump, you would see repercussions in the market like you haven't seen before.
All right, so that's the president. That's what's on his mind as of yesterday. Well, following the Democratic presidential campaign, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan has dropped out of the race. He recorded a video. Sounds like he was in the shower when he did this. The audio's a little rough. I'm not sure what room of the house he was in, but this is Tim Ryan leaving the race.
I'll be returning home to my family and friends and community in Ohio to run for re-election for my congressional seat.
Well, that's Congressman Tim Ryan. Well, Joe Biden has obviously been in the headlines and the controversy surrounding Hunter Biden and the questions that President Trump has raised. So Biden's been out, and he made some comments that brought a response from Kellyanne Conway. And this is one of the comments that Joe Biden made about children in the White House.
My children are not going to have offices in the White House. My children are not going to sit in on cabinet meetings.
What's improper about that?
It's just simply improper because you should make it clear to the American public that everything you're doing is for them. And the idea that you're going to have go to the extent that he is gone to have our, you know, his children, his son-in-law, et cetera, engaged in the day-to-day operation of things they know nothing about.
So Kellyanne Conway was on Fox News on Friday morning. Here's how she responded to Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is right about this. His kids are not going to have an office in the White House because he's not going to have an office in the White House. He won't be elected president. So it's a moot point.
And Kellyanne Conway went on to describe a little bit about what Jared and Ivanka actually do at the White House.
The fact is that Jared and Ivanka don't even take a salary. Jared today will be going with the president to South Carolina as the president receives an award for his historic bipartisan action on criminal justice reform. There are men and women no longer languishing in prison today because they fully pay their debt to society and were eligible for release and reassimilation. Ivanka yesterday was in Kansas with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. She literally has flown around the world bringing money to women in impoverished areas to help develop their businesses and have the kind of economic development and freedom that women in this country know and that women around the globe crave. And yet Hunter Biden, we know what he was doing. He was on the board of an energy company. Joe Biden's problem is not Donald Trump and his family. Joe Biden's problem is that he's now seen as Hunter Biden's father and not Barack Obama's vice president.
Well, there's another problem that Joe Biden has, and that is that he is way behind in fundraising numbers, where the head of the PACs raised $33 million, got $33 million in the bank, and Bernie Sanders is up there, the top two with $33 and $25 million. Joe Biden's got about $8 million. Nora O'Donnell interviewed him, and here's what he had to tell her.
You have less than $9 million in the bank. Bernie Sanders has nearly $34 million in the bank. Senator Warren has $26 million. How do you compete against that?
I just flat beat them.
Okay. We'll see. 622 Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Right now, get started with new business packages that give you faster speeds, more solutions, and bigger savings. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Security is available for an additional monthly charge. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires Comcast Business Internet and router at additional monthly cost. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Pricing subject to change. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Hey guys, my name is Karen and I wanted to tell you a story about my boyfriend Mike. He's a great guy, super fun. He is the best in so many ways, except for our life in the bedroom. The last several months, he lost his ability to perform and also lost his confidence. It changed him and he became miserable and he was about to lose me. So get this, he hears an ad about this powerful male enhancement product called Noxetril. It's all natural, no stuffy nose, no headaches, no side effects. He tries it and all I can say is, wow, incredible. I told him this feels like Viagra on steroids. Boy, was I glad I stuck around. With Noxetril, Mike is now my energizer bunny. He keeps going and going. Problem solved. Thanks, Noxetril. And Noxetril has this free bottle offer, so now there's no excuse for every guy to have it and keep going and going.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril, call 800-217-1579. 800-217-1579. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-217-1579, 800-217-1579.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Man, this summer has gone by fast.
I know, all the cookouts.
Speaking of cookouts, take a look at this deck.
Well, it's not too bad.
Seriously? I mean, look. Look at this. We need a new deck.
Well, yeah, it's in terrible shape. But can we afford it?
I think so. Right now, we can get 20% off and 15 months same as cash financing.
Well, I'm going to longfence.com right now.
15 months same as cash financing subject to approval by licensed lender.
Everything we do makes a difference at Longfence.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The law offices of Foster & Houston, PLLC, with principal offices in Austin, Texas, attorney Ryan Foster, has paid for this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Not available in all states. Co-counsel may be associated. Please consult your physician for any medical problems or questions, and never stop taking medication without consulting your doctor.
Attention! If you or a loved one had an IVC filter implanted in your body to prevent blood clots to your heart or lungs, you may be entitled to financial compensation. The FDA has issued a warning to all IVC filter patients. These IVC filters may break, puncturing veins or organs, causing serious injuries, including heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, even death. Call now for a free legal consultation at 800-251-1579. There are no fees unless you get a settlement. Since 2005, there have been thousands of claims alleging injuries associated with IVC filters. To protect your legal rights, call 800-251-1579 now to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-251-1579. That's 800-251-1579. Again, 800-251-1579.
Are you trying to work, raise a family, and manage your investment portfolio for retirement? If you're like most folks, your investments take a backseat to other priorities in your life. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We'd be happy to discuss how we might help you with your portfolio.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
My name is Amy, and when I was diagnosed with MS, my biggest fear was its impact on my family, day-to-day and long-term. Thankfully, new treatments are progressing faster than my condition. Making medicine more affordable is important, but if Washington isn't careful, it could lead to policies that threaten innovation. So let's fix the system the right way. We owe that to the next generation. Find out more about the fight for innovation at voteforcures.com.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. We're at 6:28. Tulsi Gabbard has dropped out of the race. No, not the presidential race. She's dropped out of the race to be reelected to Congress. That's right. She will not seek re-election to the Congress in 2020. On Twitter, here's what she said. Today, I am officially announcing that I will not be seeking re-election to Congress in 2020. Throughout my life, I've always made my decisions based on where I felt I could do the most good. In light of the challenges we face, I believe I can best serve the people of Hawaii and our country as president and commander-in-chief. So she has her eyes on the big prize, the White House. That's Tulsi Gabbard. She's been getting heat. She's been getting fire from everywhere this week. Hillary Clinton, of course, unloaded on her. Here's one from the Los Angeles Times. You'll love this. This is the headline. Tulsi Gabbard may not be a Russian asset, but she sure talks like one. Well, what do they mean by that? Well, she was on a Fox News show the other night, and she said this, and this got them all torqued at the Los Angeles Times. Here's what she said about the investigation into President Trump. I think the inquiry must be done in a very narrowly focused way, and it must be done transparently. I don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. We as members of Congress don't have access to the information that's being shared. And I think the American people deserve to know exactly what the facts are, what the evidence is that's being presented as the inquiry goes on. Well, that upset one of the opinion writers. Brian Boyle at the Los Angeles Times got all upset about Tulsi Gabbard's calling for transparency. And, wow, his opinion? Tulsi Gabbard may not be a Russian asset, but she sure talks like one. Wow. 6:29, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
Hi, Amy.
Oh, Jill, help. My whole family is coming to my house. How can I keep them entertained?
Well, we have gig speed internet from Xfinity, so we get fast, reliable speed on all our devices.
Interesting. Go on.
Yeah, we stream movies in the living room while we've got video games set up in the basement and music streaming on the patio.
That sounds perfect. We'll be over around 6.
Excuse me?
Oh, and just an FYI, Grandma is keto now, so just be mindful.
Keep your whole family connected with crowd-pleasing gig speed internet. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Learn more. Get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Now with even more download speed. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. NZ11-26-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
It's 6:31 in the news at this hour. A judge has ordered the Justice Department to give House Democrats secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell made that directive in a brief order on Friday. Democrats had requested that the department provide the material, which was redacted from Mueller's report. It's all part of their ongoing inquiry into the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Justice Department lawyers arguing at a hearing earlier in the month that House Democrats already had sufficient evidence from Mueller's investigation, including copies of summaries of the FBI witness interviews. The Trump administration can appeal that ruling. The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract called JEDI. It had been contentious bidding. It pitted Microsoft, Amazon, and Oracle, among others, against one another. Bidding for the huge government contract has attracted more attention than usual, which was sparked by speculation early in the process that Amazon would be awarded the deal. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, says the United States will leave more American troops and armored vehicles in eastern Syria to help prevent Islamic State militants from gaining access to oil fields controlled by U.S. allied Syrian Kurds. A U.S. official says the deployment will likely include tanks. Esper confirming that the U.S. is going to send in armored forces to the oil region. He's refusing to provide details on the numbers of troops. General Motors workers have voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, ends that 40-day strike. The United Auto Workers Union saying on Friday the contract was approved, 23,000 to 17,000, and the vote means that workers will put down their picket signs and return to their jobs. Some could start as early as today. 6:33, this is the Saturday morning update, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well. Traveling on 395 Metzl Road to the 14th Street Bridge, HOV lanes closed for weekend road work. And also keep in mind that the 95 Express Lanes reversal schedule will be adjusted this weekend. They're doing additional testing. So do keep in mind, just watch the signs to see if the lanes are opened or closed. Elsewhere, traveling the Capitol Beltway, things are looking quiet in Maryland and Virginia. Keep in mind there is road work on the inner loop of the Beltway at Central Avenue. That off-ramp closed for long-term road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today with a high of 65. Morning rain on Sunday, a high of 78. Sunshine Monday, high 69. Clouds on Tuesday with a high of 66. Some afternoon showers expected Wednesday with a high of 67. Right now in Washington, 56. We're headed to 65. 6:34 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hey, it's me, Larry O'Connor. You know, there's nothing I like better than great sleep. But if you have sleep apnea and struggle with CPAP, great sleep can be hard to come by. The cleaning, the noise, the mask, the red marks on your face when you wake up. And it isn't exactly the most romantic thing to wear at night. Well, if you've been struggling with CPAP, there's now an alternative that can help you get great sleep with just the click of a button. It's called Inspire. Inspire is the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. If you have sleep apnea, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have Jennifer Harper join us each week. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, from collusion now to impeachment, a very dramatic presentation in the news media day in and day out, 24/7. But what seems to be changing with the media?
Well, I think what you just said is completely true. The news media is just ramping up this urgency about impeachment. Have you noticed? The speed has picked up. The wheels are going around faster and faster. It's confusing if you ask yourself, well, what are the facts again? What's happening again? And, you know, to me, this is pretty strategic moves on a lot of our news organizations in which they're, for example, CNN is offering urgent live updates. And they also have an official impeachment watch newsletter, just in case you need in case you need a program for all of these events. And actually, the whole thing reminds me of either, you know, film noir or one of those 1950s sci-fi movies where all the monsters don't show up until the very end. But also, you know, with all the live updates going on, the Washington Post has a live update, CBS, New York Times, they're among all of the news organizations that are jumping on this. I mean, they've been impeachment crazy forever, but if you look at it, it seems like it's picking up speed because nobody seems to know which end is up, and a lot of conservative analysts say this is very purposeful and that it's preventing anyone from understanding that, oh, gee, maybe the Democrats don't have anything. But on the more serious side, all of this frenzy, this media frenzy, could be working. And there's a very canny analysis from Axios, and they point out that it only took a month for this formal inquiry to get rolling. That's a month, okay, from start to finish, or, well, we're not at the finish yet, but for it to, you know, be formally called. And here's what Axios had to say. They said, it's remarkable how fast it has gotten off the ground. You can see how quickly the Ukraine phone call came out of nowhere to become the all-consuming impeachment topic, way faster than the impeachment inquiries into Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. They have the numbers. It took over 18 months the Nixon inquiry to be authorized following the Watergate break-in way back in 1972, and it was a full 9 months before Mr. Clinton's inquiry got underway, following all the revelations about him, the White House intern, way back in 1998. So you have to think the frenzy may be working because the impeachment process seems like it's being sped up. And meanwhile, there's lots of mystery. I mean, the Republicans are wondering what the heck Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is doing. In fact, to Steve Scalise himself, he said, what is Adam Schiff trying to hide in that room that 75% of the voting members of Congress can't go in, can't have access to the documents, can't even read the transcripts? Again, that's coming from Steve Scalise. He told that to Fox News. But he also reasons that 75% of the lawmakers who are left out of this process represent 230 million people who are also left out of the process. So they're kind of pushing back in a serious way and a thoughtful way as well. And we're beginning to see some editorial boards taking sides. New York Post, they said, why the secrecy, Representative Schiff? And they also conclude that Democrats can't keep things secret forever. And then it's up to the American people to decide whether this amounts to a mountain or a molehill. Again, that's coming from the New York Post. So we got speeded up media, speeded up narrative, confused public, and Republicans pushing back.
Well, I think the progressive politicians and progressive media wrote the template on January 19th of 2017, and they thought they had the blanks filled in with collusion, but now they're just filling in the blanks with Ukraine. Let us move on, because President Trump may not be the only one that is facing an impeachment campaign.
Well, yeah, let's just talk about this. We're going to have to say sorry to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, because there is a petition over at the White House website, We the People. Now, that's been in operation since the Obama administration, if you have forgotten about it, where you can create a public petition and see what happens with it. And on the We the People petition at the White House website, they're calling on Congress to impeach Pelosi for treason. That comes with a exclamation point. This particular petition has garnered over a 250,000 signatures to date. This is according to Craig Bannister. He's a very sharp-eyed analyst over at CNS.com. And there are 262,000 signatures already on this petition to impeach Mrs. Pelosi. And Mr. Bannister writes that the petition argues that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is a traitor to the United States because she provides support to its enemies, meaning illegal immigrants. And also, the Georgia woman who created this petition, her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has personally delivered a copy of the petition to Speaker Pelosi's House office and to let her know that this was in process. And this all has not been really reported so much. And Mrs. Green, she is a business owner, a wife, a mother. She has launched a campaign to become the Republican House candidate for Georgia's 6th district. So she's pushing back in her own way, and she's already met with Representative Jim Jordan and other members of the House Freedom Caucus. So we'll see what happens with that.
So in spite of the tension that I would assume they feel a little tension in the Trump campaign organization facing the 2020 elections with all this hanging over their head, they do find a little bit of humor in the impeachment process?
Yes, and you have to give the Trump campaign a lot of credit. They are very, very nimble and very smart and so media savvy it makes your head spin. But they do kind of push back in a humorous way, because they're now offering voters official impeachment defense membership cards. And it's a new outreach to card-carrying supporters for President Trump. Again, this is Team Trump 2020, and this is a creative team which is behind President Trump's reelection campaign. I do not know if these things are going to be available, actually a card, or whether you can download it for the Internet, but as soon as I find out, I will let you know. Again, that's the official impeachment defense membership card.
We will look forward to hearing where they're available. You know, it always fascinates me that decades later, some papers can come out or there can be something uncovered about a former president. And something very interesting about Ronald Reagan out?
Yes, this is, sounds like it's from a movie, but it's not. The long-lost letters of Ronald Reagan have been discovered. These have never been seen by the public or the scholars. And it's coming from the Robb Collection. This is a national dealer in historical documents. And indeed, I don't think the public has really gotten enough of the wisdom and insight of Mr. Reagan. And so this is a collection of letters that he talks about press bias, information leakers, religion, support for Israel, women, the Challenger disaster, space travel by civilians. And this is all the way back from the 1980s. And these are personal letters that he wrote to a very close friend of his. Gentleman's name was Douglas Morrow, and he was an Academy Award-winning Hollywood screenwriter back in the day. And it is interesting to note that Mr. Reagan, according to these letters, was also wrestling with a very ferocious press. And here's what he wrote to his friend in 1982. He said, "It goes without saying that Bill Moyers on the CBS special presented a totally dishonest report on poverty. We can refute every heart-rendering experience he portrayed as being the result of our economic program. Well, they weren't." That's what Reagan wrote to his friend. And the next year he wrote, "Like Jimmy Durante, I've got a million of those examples of press dishonesty." Very interesting. And I won't go into what a lot of the letters had to say, except one of them, which was pretty interesting. He makes a comment about feminism, what was a popular topic these days. And here's what Reagan said. "All of this talk of some women about equality is foolish. The plain truth is that they are superior." Listen to that. That's from the 1980s. And Ronald Reagan, he says, "I don't know about you, but I don't care a bit that they are. As a matter of fact, it's rather comforting. During a recent summit, one of our members, leader of one of the seven nations, gave Margaret Thatcher a bad time. Later, I said to her that he was certainly out of line and shouldn't have talked to her that way. She pleasantly and calmly said, 'Oh, women know that some when men are being childish.'" so it's this kind of thing. But anyway, according to the Robb Collection, you can see, we have a picture of this at the Beltway Column, but you can also see it at the Robb Collection's website. They are saying that this collection is valued at $200,000.
So contrast the letters of Ronald Reagan with the Twitter account of Mitt Romney under the alias of Pierre Delecto. I don't know, for some reason that just strikes me.
I don't know what to make of all of that. It's almost unbelievable, but who knows what goes on. You know, half the time we think he's running for president and now he's got a fake Twitter account.
Well, what of the American people feeling about Mitt Romney and his relationship to the Republican Party?
Well, I guess they're trying to get used to Mr. Romney not so much as the presidential hopeful, but as the, quote, leader of the Republican resistance because of all his pushback and very public pushback against President Trump, which is not particularly attractive. How about that? But there is a poll out there. This is coming from Rasmussen Report survey released this week. And here's what they have to say. GOP voters still side with the president, and they think that Romney is hurting their party. It also found that two-thirds of likely Republican voters, 63%, think the GOP should be more like Trump then like Romney, and only 30% say that the GOP should be more like Romney. So that might be something for the Utah Republican to think about, that his image could be suffering under all this Republican resistance stuff. And the Rasmussen Report folks said that they took a similar poll in early January comparing Romney to Trump. They found the exact same ratings for Mr. Romney. People are just not warming to him as a Republican icon, perhaps.
Maybe Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton should form a bridge club, get others that failed in their presidential races to fill their spare time, maybe get John Kerry involved and Joe Biden after he loses to Elizabeth Warren. Anyway, Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Thank you so much for being with us. You can follow her on Twitter, at Harper Bulletin, and you have a fabulous Halloween weekend.
Thank you very much. You too, everybody. Have a good day.
6:48, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Gordon Chang up next. First off, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
No problems to report on the Capitol Beltway throughout Virginia and Maryland. We are getting a report of an accident northbound on the BW Parkway near Route 32, so use caution there. Elsewhere, things are looking good on 95 in Maryland from the Beltway out towards Laurel and Calverton. Keep in mind, in the district, there is a 5K and a walk going on today. It's the walk and 5K to end HIV, which will have some streets closed in the district, including 10th Street in both directions between Constitution Avenue and E Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today with a high of 65. Morning rain on Sunday, a high of 78. Sunshine Monday, high to 69. Cloudy on Tuesday, we'll reach 66, and we have some afternoon showers expected Wednesday with a high of 67. 57 now, headed to 65, and it's 6:49 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Gordon Chang joins us. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Gordon, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick.
Gordon, we've been following you on Twitter all week and watching the dialogue in regard to the NBA, China, Vice President Pence's comments about China, and Charles Barkley's reaction. And what strikes you about that back and forth after the very, very strong comments of Vice President Pence about China?
One thing that's impressed me is that the NBA controversy is not dying down. I thought that it was going to go away after LeBron James's comments, but it really hasn't. The thing about Charles Barkley was interesting. First of all, he told the vice president to shut the hell up, which was impolite. But then Barkley said something which I thought was important, and that is Barkley said, well, look, you know, it's not just the NBA in China. There's a lot of other American companies that are doing business there. And that's a critical issue because I don't think that we can maintain a free marketplace of ideas in the United States and take Chinese money at the same time. That really is the lesson of the NBA and Disney and all the other companies there. So at some point, we're going to have to make a choice. What's more important, you know, Chinese money or democracy? Because clearly these companies, when they are in China, are intimidated by the Chinese, and therefore they act in ways which are incompatible with American institutions.
Many of us were surprised to see the comments of the Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey snowball into an international conflict, at least an international business conflict. You have Charles Barkley on one side of it. The other side of it, Shaquille O'Neal says the Rockets GM was right on his comments about China. What was it about this that prompted such a strong response from China?
Well, you know, China is very, very sensitive because they have an insecure regime. They know they're not legitimate because they're not elected. But the one thing that this shows is that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is more ambitious than he has been in the past. He's not only requiring obedience of American companies doing business in China, he's requiring them to implement Communist Party policies outside China's borders. And that's why we have seen, for instance, ESPN, which is a Disney unit, tell its employees to cool it when it came to talking about the NBA controversy. Now, fortunately, a number of ESPN commentators didn't do that. But nonetheless, you can see how this is going. And once China becomes more powerful, as most people think that will, I don't, but most people do, China is going to be even more demanding. So that means we will not be able to have our free discussions in our own country because Xi Jinping will just outlaw it.
TikTok is an app that really revolves around sharing short video clips. It has offices in California, but it is owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese tech giant. 110 million downloads in the U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Tom Cotton, Democrat and Republican, joint letter sent to the U.S. intelligence officials asking them to investigate whether TikTok poses national security risks. This is somewhat reminiscent of what we heard about Huawei. And where does this go next?
If it's Chinese, it does pose a risk to U.S. national security because they've been surveilling us through their state enterprises and their nominally private companies and through their apps. And although this is unfortunate, we are probably going to have to start banning certain contacts with China. This is not something that we want, but this is something that the Chinese are driving us to. So when we look at things like Huawei telecommunications equipment, TikTok, any number of other different Chinese apps, this is something that we've really got to look at carefully, because the Chinese are trying to suck up as much data from the U.S. as possible, and they will be able to manipulate devices if we allow this contact to continue. So this is going to be an area where we are going to have to wall ourselves off from some very aggressive Chinese moves.
I want to turn to Hong Kong. There's a story at Bloomberg Australia. Headline, Hong Kong protests set for 21st weekend as unrest circles the globe. Have the protesters actually been losing any momentum?
Many people say that they have, because the numbers of protesters on some occasions have declined. So, for instance, you know, we go back to April, you had 130,000 people on the streets. June, you had the million and the 2 million person protests. Now they're fewer, maybe 300,000 or so. The point, though, is that they are not going to die away, because although people don't see the necessity of going out every week, if China were to do something which were considered to be awful, you'd have, again, another couple million people. So right now we're in a sort of a holding pattern. We're having regular little warfare between the younger protesters and the police. And this is going to continue for quite some time, Rick, because Beijing, through various means, has been fanning the flames there. And also the same thing can be said of Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong chief executive, who is really now acting just on behalf of Beijing, just basically being a spokeswoman for Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler.
And there was a headline this week, murder suspect at center of Hong Kong turmoil walks free. Chang Tong Kai's March 2018 murder arrest led Hong Kong to propose an extradition law, which sparked the months of protests against the measure. Does this release of Tong Kai have any effect on any of this?
I don't think so, largely because this has gone well past the extradition bill. The protesters have five demands. As they say, five demands, not one less. And the permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill was only one of those five demands. You know, if Beijing had relented in April or even in early June, these protests would not have continued. But right now, they've taken on a life of their own. And the big issue now with the protesters, and many people in Hong Kong for that matter, is people want an independent inquiry into the activities of the police, because there are allegations not just of excessive force, which is proved by videos, but allegations of sexual abuse, rape, and indeed murder. Many of those have not been proved. But nonetheless, they've been persistent allegations, and so therefore they're not going away unless there is this independent inquiry.
Gordon Chang, as always, thank you very much, and you can keep tabs on developments over the weekend on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
6:57 Saturday morning update on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, there's one website that I go to every day before the show without fail, and that's the Media Research Center's newsbusters.org. No other website is 100% dedicated to monitoring the left-wing media and exposing them every time they say or do something dishonest or stupid, which is, of course, every minute of every day. Not only do they carefully document the worst examples of media bias, the people at Newsbusters also meticulously track the news media outlets and publish reports of how they cover major issues. For example, when you hear reports that 92% of the network news coverage of President Trump has been negative, that's Newsbusters. To support the good work and good people at the Media Research Center and Newsbusters, just go to newsbusters.org and click on Donate. I don't know what we'd all do without them. That's newsbusters.org. Click on Donate. One more time, just go to newsbusters.org and click on Donate.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Cheering on the Washington Nationals in the 2019 World Series. 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.